Saturday marks 2 months since the mass shooting at the King Soopers on Table Mesa. While the massacre itself has faded from the headlines, the incident has scarred the neighborhood and altered the sense of comfort and safety, often referred to as the Boulder Bubble. Joining me are two women closely acquainted with the long-term aftermath of the shooting. Reverend Nicole LaMarche is the pastor of the Community United Church of Christ on Table Mesa Drive. Susan Bellis is Mental Health Partners Regional Director for Broomfield and East Boulder Counties. She also helped develop a mental health response for those affected by the mass shooting. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
First, I wanted to ask Reverend LaMarche, what has been the mood in the congregation in the wake of the shooting? How are parishioners processing grief, and how have you been able to counsel those affected in times of COVID?
Well, as you might imagine, one of the learnings in this process is that everyone is in a different place. And so part of what we have wanted to offer is the chance to meet people where they are in their grief. Some people have wanted more silence, more of our meditation offerings. Some people have felt moved to action right away. So a part of what we have wanted to offer is just kind of a wide circle, so to speak, to allow people to grieve as they've needed to.
And Susan Bellis, you have more than 30 years experience in the field of mental health treatment. And yet this particular traumatic event occurred within the context of another mass mortality event. And I'm referring, of course, to the pandemic. Did this compound the challenge of treating those affected by the shooting?
Yeah, I think we all are a little weary after the last year of COVID and being isolated. So some of our natural resources, you know, whether it was our friends or our families or the activities that were limited. And just facing being worried and anxious already, or some people depressed or turning to maybe less healthy coping mechanisms. I think we were a little more vulnerable when this incident happened, and just kind of doubled down on the impact. The shooting event, of course, is super traumatic for many people, you know, in our community and, you know, even across the world. I've heard, you know, people who have lived in Boulder who went to school here, like that was their store and those were their people. So I think it's been really challenging.
Several gun safety measures have been introduced at the state level, including a handful that have already been signed into law. Does this help give a sense that something is actually changing in our society's relationship with firearms?
Well, I would like to address that because we're hearing that a lot, and we heard that right after. Nothing will change. Nothing will change. And so one of our responses was, okay, is that a dare? And so we are collaborating with the Boulder Police Department with an organization called Raw Tools based in Colorado Springs. And we're waiting on the blessing of the Attorney General to host a large gun buyback event here in South Boulder. And part of your question is around shifting the culture, right? Around what we say is allowed, what it means to keep one another safe in the public. So we're hoping to shift the conversation around guns the way we did around cars and speed limits and seat belts, that yes, you have your rights, but what are our responsibilities in the public square? So we're really excited to dream big in this time and to let our pain be transformed into shifting the conversation around gun violence, reducing suicides. Our huge goal is to get 500 weapons out of rotation and to ensure that law enforcement has what they need. And so that's part of our response. And we do think that thoughts and prayers are inadequate in a time where this continues to happen. So we're tackling the spiritual end and the legislative end. So we have a lot of hope. And as you might understand, after these things happen, there's a little bit of more openness to change. So we want to use this time and we want to shift our pain into movement for a different kind of world.
And the two of you are presenting a webinar on Friday. Would you like to give the details of that webinar to listeners?
We'll be presenting with the interface on Friday from 11:30 to about 1:00. We'll probably stay a little longer if people want to talk, and we'll be talking about how we helping our community heal from these traumas.
Yes, tune in to hear how the unfancy people cope, how real people cope with trauma and discharging our pain and transforming all that has happened from the climate crisis to the pandemic to now this. So really the message is we're in this together. And one of the things we're learning in our context is that resilience isn't about your individual capacity so much as your ability to connect with your community and the resources available in community together. So tune in. We're in this together for sure.
Reverend Nicole LaMarche of the Community United Church of Christ and Susan Bellis of Mental Health Partners, thank you both for speaking with me today.
You're very welcome.
Thank you for having us.